So, dear community, welcome to Form Next. This is actually the last day, the 21st of November here in Frankfurt. And I'm together now with Moi Composites. Moi Composites is a company out of Milano, Italy. And I have together with me Gabriele Natale, who is the CEO. And I will speak soon also with Tommaso, who is the CTO. And we will talk about the processes now. But first of all, thank you for being part of my show.
Thank you, Kai. It was a pleasure to meet you. As Moi Composite, we develop technology for additive manufacturing, large format additive manufacturing for technical material. So composite material based on thermosetting resin. We started as a spin-off of University, Politecnico di Milano, and this is our first commercial release of the HFP machine, so the hybrid fabrication platform.
So we continue at the last day of Form Next here in Frankfurt, and together is with me Tommaso. Tommaso is the, can we say, CTO, the Chief Technology Officer of Moi Composites. And yeah, he will show us in a moment the demonstration. They have a very huge machine here. And Tommaso, I would like to ask you, first of all, can you explain us the machine that is in operation here?
The hard work of composites teams should be shouted from the rooftops. We're on a mission to give your solutions better visibility and reach, to make them more widely known in the market and gain the appreciation they deserve. To make lightweight construction and specialized technologies available to end users, as well as attract projects, customers, and talent, join our Composites Lounge community. The Composites Lounge community is open to entrepreneurs, C-levels, specialists, and managers who want to create a better world with their innovative composites and play a key role in the success of their company. So if you're a hidden champion who isn't sure how to best promote your work, join a supportive and innovative community which is focused on making composites achievements visible to end users. The Composites Lounge community celebrates and promotes the best innovations, lightweight construction technologies, and sustainable solutions in the automotive, aviation, renewable energy, oil and gas industries, and many more. Get involved at compositeslounge.com.
So the machine that you see operating here is called HFP, which stands for Hybrid Fabrication Platform. It is basically a modular robotic environment that is able to host multi-processes approaches within composite manufacturing. So what you see now on video is the manufacturing of an object with short fiber manufacturing technology, which is also a technology that we're launching and showcasing at this year's Form Next. It processes short fiber reinforced thermoset paces with up to 45% filler, which is makes it ideal for tooling and mold applications, and with, given its dimensional and thermal stability.
So Tommaso, let me ask you a question regarding this huge machine. I mean, this machine has a weight probably of 1 or 2 tons, right?
And we're actually more, and we're closer to 10.
To 10 tons, yes. Oh, I'm sorry, 10 tons?
Yes.
So getting 10 tons in, we are at hall number 12,
yes.
First floor, 12.1 in Frankfurt, Messe. I'm sure you guys know that that nice place. So how do you handle 10 tons in an exhibition?
With a very big elevator to get it to the first floor.
Yeah.
No, basically.
Was it easy?
Yes, it was quite easy actually, because the cell is built by itself to be very rapid to assemble. So it's very modular. It was designed to be transported to different kinds of locations and different kinds of industrial.
So it's mobile actually?
Actually, it's on wheels.
It's on wheels, okay.
Yes. So there's different parts of both the structural and the covering panels that are assembled together. So it makes it easier to be moved in smaller units.
Thank you so much for the information on the machine. Now, Tommaso, let's move to the other side and talk about the part that is producing right now.
Okay. What we're seeing here is our S18 end effector, which is depositing our SGA1134 material within our newly launched robotic cell, which is called HFP series. It's called HFP because it stands for Hybrid Fabrication Platform. So basically, we envision this as a modular system in which the robot and the external positioner can lose the extruder and build, for instance, a milling unit that can be used to finish the part to tolerance. So the idea here is to have a material which is fast to process at speed exceeding 300 millimeters per second, and also easy to be milled afterwards, because we embedded 45% of short glass fiber reinforcement in this thermoset metric system. So basically, right now we're showcasing some non-planar printing application. The print has just started, but it's going to be growing, and the external axis positioner is going to be tilting more the higher we go. And this material is of one of our products that we're also presenting here at Formnext 2025, together with the Strato software, which you don't see, but it's powering the whole process from slicing, path planning, and also machine control, for which we created a Strato 4 machine.
Let me ask you, so you said the table is tilting right now.
Yep.
Well, what is the purpose of the tilting? Why is it doing?
The purpose of the tilting is to be able to orient the toolpath along curved and more complex surfaces that would not be achievable in planar 3D printing. So in this way, I'm actually increasing the building envelope and the reachability of the robotic system, avoiding collision with the actual object, and basically improving the number of geometries that I'm able to produce with this kind of systems. We're showcasing some geometries that, for instance, would not be manufacturable without the external positioner, and for instance, big overhangs or overhangs that go into negative angles that wouldn't be unattainable without the extra degrees of freedom of the external positioner. Also, in terms of productivity, I'm basically moving to configurations in which the robot is able to be faster in processing this material.
So this part will be something like this on the bottom?
Exactly.
Is it for flowers or what is this?
No, this is just a demonstrator.
A demonstrator,
yes,
okay.
Exactly.
So this demonstrator has a lot of curves,
exactly,
but it's still very strong. So tell me, is there fiber involved in this now?
There's short fiber involved.
Short fiber involved. That means that your thermoset has already the fibers being in the mix?
Exactly.
Like a BMC?
Like a paste.
Like a paste, okay.
So basically you would have a highly viscous material, mm-hmm, that is provided to the dosing unit that you see here via an hydraulic connection, the black pipe that you see entering it, and is provided by an external reservoir and material supply pump, mm-hmm, that brings it to the tool head.
Mm-hmm. So the glass that is incorporated in the paste, do you have a specification on this glass? Has it to be a certain diameter, a certain length, or can you use any reinforcement?
No, we've actually iterated over different kinds of glass materials,
yeah,
to be used as filler within our SGA1134 system.
Uh-huh.
And we basically got to high fraction of milled fibers in this case. We are, of course, associating the quality of the prints that we manufacture with the length and the length distribution of our fiber reinforcement.
Okay. Thank you so much, Tommaso, for introduction of this demo zone.
Thank you very much.
How do we connect you with stories within the composites and sustainable materials industry? We are on the ground to find the facts. We examine big innovative ideas. We let diverse perspectives on technology and sustainability emerge and ignite conversations that matter most to bring you the composites and sustainable materials world. Stay informed, stay connected, stay inspired. From our online studios in Germany, covering events and corporates from France, Italy, UK, Central Europe, and many more European regions. Join us for creating sustainable value. So after the demonstration now, where we talked about the short fibers, Tommaso, let's talk also long fibers, because most of the time glass fibers are rovings, or in carbon we talk about taus, 2K, 4K, 10K. So what do you have for those people that need something in the longitudinal, in the strengths, the mechanical strengths?
In this case, when structural reinforcement is required, we refer to continuous fiber manufacturing, which is moist technology able to process continuous glass and carbon fiber systems. In this case, we have prepreg systems that have been designed for digital fabrication, both glass fiber systems and carbon fiber. The glass fiber systems, they work with a vinylester based matrix, while the carbon fiber, they involve the use of epoxy systems. So in this case, of course, the mechanical performances will be substantially different. Yeah. Our glass has a tensile strength of break of 600 megapascal in the amounts of that. Our carbon, we're close by 1,200 with 110 gigapascal modulus in tension. So basically the idea here is to optimize fiber placement and 3D print structural components. We are showcasing our CFM, continuous fiber manufacturing, and the factor here. This will be launched in a closed beta program starting next year in 2026 for selected dedicated partners for this program.
So I see a community, a very funny part here.
Yes.
I know this is serious business. This is for the teeth. Can you explain me, is this just a demonstrator to show, or is there some real application behind this?
Well, actually, this is the product of another company, which is called Moi Dental.
Okay.
So Moi Dental was started as a separate business unit within Moi.
Yeah.
And now it has grown to become a different company.
I see.
And Moi Dental creates continuous glass fiber reinforced structures that support implant-supported prosthesis in the mouth.
Nice.
So in this case, the idea is to go and address the challenges of a market that is used to zirconia and titanium, which are basically used for structural reinforcement in dental prosthesis. We've adapted a continuous fiber manufacturing technology to a smaller scale, and today 3,500 of these have been already manufactured and successfully implanted into patients. And the idea here is to provide a degree of energy absorption during chewing so that the weakest link would not be the patient's bone, as in the case of titanium and zirconia. And this basically translates to a swift and better recovery of the patient after the surgery and the implant operation.
It's more comfortable and more natural feeling.
In a sense, we're closer to the original elastic modulus of the tissues that we're going to substitute.
So this is a separate business within Moi.
Exactly, exactly.
Okay. Thanks so much. Community, you have to know, I know Gabriele from our innovation coachings before, and when he mentioned that they will be displaying and showing at Formnext the machine, I said, okay, let's go, because watching things on PowerPoint is one thing, but seeing it in reality is the other thing. And I will show you around their booth in a minute, and you will see how large this booth is. So this is the first time you are at Formnext, and I will discuss Formnext also with your colleague Vittoria later on. But let me ask you, as a startup and such a big booth, has that not been a challenge to you guys?
Yes, of course. It's a challenge, but we had to manage, let's say, all the logistic aspects to bring such a huge machine on the first floor of the exhibition. It was a little bit tricky with forklift and, let's say, elevator to try to fit it. But in the end, we get it. So you can see the live printing right now.
Yeah, I see also very excellent parts here. It's a fantastic show, and you are showing really the capabilities of Moi Composites. So, Gabriele, let's talk about a little more about Moi Composites. I love talking to you because you are really a startup or spin-off of the University of Milano. We want to inspire also other young companies, in the technology, in the innovation. So tell me, regarding your technology and innovation level, which TRL do you have right now?
So it depends on the application. We have some moonshots that are on TRL 6-7. Yeah. Other application, which the one we are presenting right now, are commercially available, so already been tested with pilots and certified. Also the material certification we passed through. So we have a lot of projects on the pipeline, but then we decided to start from the first one and then proceed on the next year to release new technology and to present new innovation next year and new material for high performing part production.
Let's talk about also your business model, your concept. Now, you have the possibility, of course, to supply the equipment, but also you have the possibility to supply only parts. For example, if someone has already the robot, you can service them with the head, let's say the printing part. And you have also the materials, and you have also the software part.
Yes.
So just explain to our community, why do you decide for a complete solution from Moi?
Yes, basically we look at the composite production for additive manufacturing as an ecosystem. Mm-hmm. So we engineer the hardware in form of a plug and play robotic cell for clients that want to just attach the electricity and start to print. Or if a client already have in-house a robot, we can retrofit the machine using our toolet, and of course installing the electronics and firmware to be able to manage the composite production via additive manufacturing. We decided to engineer hardware, software, and material because thanks to this, we can have the full control of the production. And we decided to engineer hardware, software, and material because we want to have the full production of the process, and we want to be at the forefront of innovation in this kind of sector.
For any startup out there that are starting up, do you think as a startup yourself, you have to have the idea of a business model before you start up? Or is that a process that is maturing by time? What would be your case at Moi, and what would you recommend to others after you have gone through this process?
We started by interviewing clients. So basically, we are obsessed about client requests. So it's not the technology that drive innovation itself, but it's the clients who give us the idea to develop the technology. We develop an entire ecosystem, so we develop hardware, software, and material for this kind of 3D printing technology, which is a composite-based technology. Our software is able to easily create path planning starting directly from your CAD model. So we can use different parameters to program the parts. And then once the three-dimensional model is imported, you can visualize the orientation on any layer and their direction. So in order to choose what is the best strategy to print your part. So this kind of technology is suitable for a final part or even molds production or lamination or, for example, mold for thermoforming process.
What is this installation here?
This is an architecture part.
Architecture, yeah?
Yeah, it's the Moai which is the
But it has nothing to do with your company name.
No. Also, we printed our coffee table, the one we were seated before.
Can you turn the face down so we can see it from the bottom?
We have seen a printer.
Show it in the camera, yeah.
So we also decided to compensate.
Okay. And then you got a nice shiny composite part. Tell me about this one.
Oh, this one are made. We made the molds for this. This is a bike shield. For competition, and we did it both using carbon fiber and BCOMP material over there.
So this is a hemp fiber, or
yeah.
Printer, if you want
the quality.
What is the material price for this
machine?
The materials, it's a permanent.
So this is now the second part, and I would like to introduce you to Vittoria. Vittoria is in the finance function of Moi Composites. So Vittoria, thanks for being part of my show. Finance.
Yeah.
On an exhibition.
Yeah.
How come?
Just because I'm really into what me and the team are doing. So really excited on the market leads and, you know, seeing how the market is reacting. And I wanted to be, you know, really inside the trade show part and the presenting part.
In the genes of a CFO is, of course, the controlling part. Is that the controlling part?
That is
not control people, but controlling the business.
Really taking a good look on what's coming next and planning to do everything that we want to do.
Vittoria, so you have been heavily involved, I understand, in the Formnext preparation and everything. For our community who doesn't know Formnext, what can we relate to our community about Formnext?
Formnext is one of the biggest additive manufacturing trade shows. We've decided to be presenting our solution here at Formnext because it's a really good fit for every sector that it's coming to take a look at new solutions, which, you know, they always are very interesting for common visitors that are really into 3D printing, as well as industries that are looking around to see what's new. So we've decided to present our new solution and our showcase our applications here. We've got the chance to talk to a lot of different sectors, from automotive to architecture and design to aerospace, biomedical, and we are really, really satisfied with the leads we've collected so far. They're really good quality leads. We've had lots of different talks, and they were really, really insightful on what's coming next for everyone in the market.
And that's actually a good start and a good feeling, isn't it? Because you are the first time on an exhibition with a big booth like this, and getting such a response is fantastic.
It's a more additive manufacturing in general trade show, so we've decided to unveil the technology. It was the perfect time, and it was really a good fit for Formnext.
Allow me one more question, just a quick one. Because you are a CFO in the finance of a startup, I have a lot of startup community.
Okay.
What would be your one tip for startups in terms of finance? I'm asking because I feel sometimes finance is not so taken seriously.
Yeah. No, it is really serious.
It is serious.
When you have to scale up even just a little bit before the big scale, just make sure you double check the numbers, because you may be underlooking some aspect on operational costs. You have to really plan short term, mid term. In the long term, you'll get there, but, you know, be really tight on the numbers. So double check them every time.
Vittoria, thank you so much also for the bonus tip.
Thank you.
And have a great rest of the show.
Thank you, Kai.